Welcome back to another episode of Only Fiends with me, your host, Karen Elizabeth Fien, and today's guest, one half of No Need for Apologies, Dave Temple.
What up?
You might recognize him as being the other host of No Need for Apologies. Where the fuck is Derek? You're so...
I don't know. It's either he's sick right, or he's traveling.
You better do something to move the needle because we're trying to get these views up.
Yeah.
Zhao Ying took her dick out last week.
Zhao Ying has a dick?
Oh, man. I love you, Dave.
I love you too.
We're already getting into really good questions because you're thinking about getting a dog.
Yeah.
And you're like, what do you do if you are about to bypass somebody with a dog? And the dogs like each other, but you don't want to talk to the person.
Absolutely. I see it all the time. And I see the forced friendships on sidewalks. And I'm like, I don't want that.
How can you get out of that?
I don't know.
That's why I miss the days of maybe the beeper or the vibrating something, technology that's so loud it'll get you out of the moment.
Yeah, yeah.
Now it's you have to be physically rude to somebody to check, even if it's your watch.
I guess that is what people are doing though. They literally get their phone and then they do
something.
They
dismiss you. They socially dismiss you. They're you're no longer as important as this email.
And they'll still let the dog play with each other for a little bit.
Shit, speaking of... Mabel is already in love with Dave.
Yeah.
She loves men. She's just she gets really attached to you guys and she wants to just roll. She wants to come in here and burrow her head into your body and flip herself on you like a psychopath.
Is that what normally goes on when I'm not here?
With every other man. That's how she behaves.
Oh, but this isn't with you? She doesn't do this with you?
With me, she's hey, bitch. Is it fucking dinner time? She's like, wake up at 6 a.m. and throw me a frisbee for an hour, you fucking loser.
Yeah, she's in tune with the real. She's like, I want to be around some masculine energy. She's not afraid to admit that.
We wrestle and she will, she's left little bruises on me from her teeth. Shut up. Yes, you have.
I hope you guys can hear that. It's not just her spazzing the fuck out. looks like you're talking to spirits.
That was pretty high pitched. Did you guys hear that? She whined a little. She's like, we were both listening to some song today that had a really high note and both of us had to turn it off. I was thinking that I have been likened to a dog before in a fight, by an ex-boyfriend multiple times.
Oh, yeah.
During our relationship and after.
Yeah.
And it's the intention behind it is really when a guy's calling you a dog when he's mad at you, it's you're the scum of the earth.
I don't know why people take it that way. I've literally been called out about this myself. I don't compare her to, I do compare her to a dog, but it's usually very accurate and it's pointing something out in the moment. So it's funny, but it happens a lot. And she's starting to get worried.
My thing is when I've been called it, it's you're a fucking dog. You're somebody who betrayed me. I can't trust you. You're a backstabber.
Nah.
You're a slime.
You're hearing it that way. We're all dogs. I'm a dog.
That's how I relate. I'm saying I think that's the intention behind it. The way that I receive it, no matter what, is I'm we're all fucking dogs. I'm a dog. We're all dogs.
Absolutely.
We're all either trying to alpha a situation or recognizing that we're not the alpha in this situation.
Maybe. You know what's the weirdest thing that I've been noticing with myself?
What?
I pee when I'm out in the street and I remember where I pee. If I'm out, especially if I'm out with a girl, there's something that, hold on, I gotta go pee right here in between these cars. And I'll never forget that place.
You're a dog.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I guess I'm like that with maybe a hotel lobby bathroom.
Wait, what's going on in there?
I'll leave my mark there.
Have you ever defiled a bathroom?
I made love in a Chinese deli before. The podcast knows that.
Chinese deli.
I'm a bunch of bathrooms. Oh, at the gutter.
Those are nice bathrooms, though. Yeah.
No, they're absolutely not.
Really? Not for a Brooklyn night? That's what Brooklyn's about.
Again, it's all about perspective, right? Yeah. For a Brooklyn bowling alley, they're nice bathrooms.
Right. Yep. That is the music video of a night. You know, that's what they always depict.
Yeah, that was hot.
That place smells weird, though.
There was this bar. Oh, yeah, it was so...
You must have really been into that person because, like,
yeah, that's
the front door smells pretty weird.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's disgusting. It is. And you're so right. It's like you want to, like, it's very animalistic. You're like, yeah, fuck it, dude. I'll fuck you in a pile of shit, dude. You're so hot.
Yeah. And
you're like, I'll go jump in that dinosaur poop that she was digging through in Jurassic
Park. Absolutely.
Woo! Yeah, is that like lust or is that desperation? You know, what is that?
No, I think that's lust. Okay. I think that's just like when you get caught up in the moment. You know how people are able to do amazing shit when their adrenaline really gets going? Yeah. So once the horn gets going.
I'm a Taurus, you know, hook 'em horns.
Yeah, you'll really be able to get off some. Is this one of the bathrooms here?
Huh? The bathroom?
That's the bathroom. Is that the one you got banged in?
Wait, is that the gutter?
Yeah. I think there's no need for apology stickers in those bathrooms, too.
Yeah. There it is. See? Beautiful. Look at that privacy.
They give you privacy.
You can lock that door.
That's dope. Hopefully that place will still be there when they make the Karen Feehan movie. And they can do that scene.
Part 3. No, my jaw hurts from... you know, making love last evening. Like, I really like put in a lot of effort and like I feel like I haven't liked somebody in that like in a long time that much.
Really?
To really like be like, oh man, that's like a workout.
Huh.
Yeah, there's a place called Face House where they give you these like workout facials and they like work out your cheeks.
Okay.
And I'm like, you should just like fall in love with a dickhead and like give him a blowjob.
Is that where you met him at this place?
No. It doesn't matter where I met him.
Okay.
I love him. I'm really like, I just been love bombing every man that I've like dated in the past like 6 months.
Is it fun?
Yeah.
Cause it's like, you get to kind of really get it off. You know what I mean? Like you don't have to hold back. And there's something that feels good about that, right?
Just sort of releasing your crazy up top. Just
Love you.
Put a baby in me. Let's buy a house. I'm the Maddie Smith. Every time I go like this, I have to mention Maddie Smith because she does it nonstop when I see her. I love her.
I just saw a meme. They made a meme of her.
I bet. Is it this?
No.
Is it about her flat ass?
The Ice Spice costume that she did. So someone,
it was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. And someone took a picture of it and made it like the medium room temperature spice or
something. Why is it Maddie on like SNL? She would kill. It's like a sexy. Remember Pat? It's Pat.
Yeah.
It's like a sexy. It's Pat. Yeah. Like very sexy.
Yeah. Which, that also shows what everybody's into, right?
A little look
ambiguous.
At her face.
A little ambiguous.
Look at her face. She's fucking hilarious, dude. Look at her ass. Maddie with a fatty. I love her.
Good for her, bro.
So it's great you have grown daughters. I'm barren. We've really sailed into retirement.
I know, right?
We're in a sweet spot.
Yeah, grown daughters, barren. You're probably lucky to be barren. It's weird to see like all the people like popping their kids out now, and you're like, oof.
Really getting them in at the finish line.
Yeah.
Under the wire.
I'm like, you guys have no idea what's ahead of you.
I know.
You're gonna need more energy than that.
Yeah.
I'm glad I got mine done young though.
Right.
Like real young.
Yeah. Did you fuck up a lot in the beginning?
Fuck yeah. Like everything you can think of, you know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Like,
no, I don't know.
You know, tennis elbow, you know what that is?
No.
It's like when you pick the kids up by their wrists, you know what I mean? Eventually, like they dislocate elbows and shit like that because you're just not used to holding them right. Like I used to carry my kids on my body with like a Pamper in the book bag and a book bag? No, not in my back pocket. Be a what? Bottle and a Pamper. Like that's how I roll.
Yeah.
No baby bag. Fuck that. I'll find something.
What about a wipe? Just in case.
I think there was some attached to the thing. Or maybe I wasn't doing all that properly. Yeah.
I mean, I feel like I've always felt like once they're here, might as well let their immune systems get attacked. Beef them up, you know?
Yeah. That's why the kids who come out through the C-section, they like have mad allergies.
Is that true?
Yeah. You got to go through that hole.
You have to go through that squeeze. They probably flush out It probably like flushes out your lymph nodes and drains the toxins that you don't need. But if you just get lifted from the belly, you're like, you're like a little bitch.
Yep. Like, I can't do it.
I couldn't even
dilate the placenta. Ugh,
just design a program to make corn. Why do we need farmers? That's what I think about the future kids. Like, that's what they're like. Let's just do it from home. Let's work from home. Let's zoom it in.
And they don't even really mean it. That's
and I'm
scary.
Like, no, dude, where are the Vikings like lifting and throwing rocks and like racing each other for time? I'm going to start entering these competitions. I liked what you were saying. What were you? Would you just do something in Boston? Am I psychotic?
Me or her?
No. Did you do something like a race or like a fitness thing?
Oh, no, no. Like I did you?
Somebody did. All right, okay. You know who did?
Who's that?
My friend Genesis. And I can't wait to clip this. And she's going to be like, you're such a stoner idiot. She did this, like, one of those, whatever, events where you, like, run under stuff, you jump over stuff.
Oh, Spartan race.
Yeah. And then there's, like, I'm like, I got to do one of those. But I, like, don't have any friends that do it yet.
Oh, really?
Do you guys want to do it?
Yeah, I would do something like this.
I don't want to get that dirty, though, Nicole.
See, that's the thing. I do want to get that dirty.
Really?
I do. Like,
do you go
yeah.
to, like, the spa after? Do you go get, like, a scrub from the ladies?
I'll just go take a regular shower.
I think we
sleep.
As a group go and have a steam and have a communal scrub from the lady.
Do you sweat hard when you work out or do
yeah,
you give
it depends
it just
on
a
the workout,
bit?
Dave. Great question. When I'm doing strength stuff, not really. Like maybe I'll glisten a little, but in a spin class, I'll sweat a lot. And in a HIIT class, I'll sweat a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
In a HIIT class where I'm trying to show off, your girl will sweat a lot.
And you'll always shower right away after the gym?
I'll steam, then shower.
Fuck, what's the difference? You always put me onto some rich white woman shit.
What do you mean? You go in the steam room.
Oh, okay. I've been in like one or two of those at hotels.
Oh, I go in, I bring my lymphatic drainage tool, which is this like wooden bat thing. And I get at my lymph nodes in my hips and under my knee sockets. And then I drain all the water out of my legs.
I love how women have always disguised their masturbatory aids as like some
I'm
actual...
I'm not masturbating.
Yeah, you just go into a steam room with a wooden bat.
I feel like somebody would think that I was.
Absolutely.
Via some of the noises that I do make. However, I'm not.
Yeah, and then those neck massagers that we all know what the fuck those are. What they've been since the beginning of time.
Listen, we gotta come someday. You guys aren't doing it. We have to have orgasms. It keeps us young and fun.
It does.
Keeps our minds active. And sometimes it helps us go to sleep. Helps us go to sleep. I have to rub my clit to go to sleep. Oh, sorry. This is a new weed for me. It's a hybrid. All right. Focus.
Uppers. They're great.
All right. So how's your neighborhood right now?
My neighborhood?
Yeah. Well, there was a pretty uptick in homeless people in my neighborhood, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah. Which has kind of been funny to watch happen to you guys.
Yeah.
Like it's, you know, rich. Sometimes
you know what?
Get it too.
Guys, like, I was thinking people are always like, should I be chivalrous in this day and age? You know, the Me Too movement, like you want to like, yeah. But like mostly regular guys, they're so nice and helpful. There was a homeless guy in like Brookfield Place or whatever. And he just looked mentally unwell and like maybe an addict or whatever, just dirty and like smelled really bad, like was like wandering around in circles. And he's sort of like, they're like zombies sometimes. And sometimes they lock in on you and they come towards you. And I was with Mabel, so I was really scared. I was like, this is a level one zombie. This isn't even a level
right.
two or three zombie. Like right. Mabel has this like no problem.
Gotcha.
Nicole. And then this guy who was like up there cleaning, he like saw the situation and he like came over to me sort of, and he like rode the escalator down next to us as I took the stairs down. He sort of escorted me out of the building, like the janitor guy. And I had given her a pup cup and he was like, do you want to throw that away? He's like, yeah. And he just gave me a wink. He was just like a nice, he's probably in his like 60s.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
He was sort of like a guardian of types.
Regular
in that
guys. Not, yeah, I see what you're saying.
Again,
though.
Not like I was scared.
But a regular guy stepped in to be like, hey, let
just
me do the chivalrous thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I really appreciated it. Why not?
It's still there in those scenarios. Like, I think I'm like that where I'll help only with the kind of help that you can't get anywhere. Does that make sense?
You withhold.
It's like, if you're going to ask, like, you know what I mean? Like, well, some people walk in the room, they just need like a little bit of attention. I'm like, well, you could get that from anywhere. So go, you know what I mean? But it's like, oh, if you're like, oh shit, you know, I need this big help. Yeah. No problem. They'd be like, oh my God, he was actually like, yeah.
I get it.
I just don't help with all the little shit. And I think most regular guys are like that. That was a big shit. You needed it. Now, if you'd have came down asking him some dumb shit about the mail or whatever, he'd have been like, get the fuck out of my face.
Get away from me, you annoying bitch. This isn't what I'm paid to do. He's like, I'm a hero. I'm not here to answer your dumb little questions.
I just see some lady doing that shit on the way over here. I took that downtown shuttle thing, and it's like this lady.
Bus?
Yeah.
That thing is so cute looking. I've never taken it.
Yeah. It's like this old lady with this walker. It's like all this fucking designer luggage, you know, on the
walker. Rides that bus all day with that luggage.
And she's just fucking bugging the guy. She's like,
that's her boyfriend.
Is this my stop? And he's like, what stop are you looking for? And he goes, yes, this is that stop. Do you want to get off? She goes, no. just like,
that's
Jesus
me, dude. That's
Christ.
Future me when like all the money dries up. I like have nothing. I'm just going to only have my bags and like a big winter coat and like.
Just making his life a living hell for no reason.
This is my stop. Gotcha. Punked again, huh? I used to be a comedian. I saw pictures of my butthole. I'm the ghost of sex worker past.
This is what I love about it too, because he was so happy to get that route because he thought it would be better than driving a bus through the hood.
No, dude, he is suddenly a caretaker. He works at a nursing home now and he needs a degree in like soci or whatever psychology to deal with these aging dementia sufferers. Yeah, it is wild sometimes, but just like, you know,
that's
the
why
public...
I think they thought they could get away with dumping zombies over here. Because they realized, like, well, there are other, like, the ladies over here are zombies also. It's a different type. Like you said, that's like level two, level three.
Yeah. Wait, what? Where are they? They wear the level two zombies.
I just was on the bus with one. Those old ladies.
Yes, you're absolutely right. Yeah, they'll destroy from within. Those things are parasites. They'll set up shop in a bodega. Next thing you know, they're tripping you every morning. And then they yell at you. They get little sticks.
Yeah. I like them because they know their shit, too. Like, you ever,
developed a character, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. But they're like, even though they're crazy, if you actually listen to their rants, which I'm crazy enough to do sometimes.
Oh, you got it.
Like, oh, fuck.
I texted one to Micah the other day. Go ahead.
They'll just start running down, like you said, that I used to dance with blah, blah, blah. It's such and such. And you go like, oh, shit.
No,
she was really there. Like, she's really that. Oh, fuck, man. Like, it's just, this is where it ended for her, too. You know? All right.
I don't think this payoff's going to be this good. But I have to find this thing that I sent to Micah. I just remember I warned you. I told you it wasn't going to be that good. Here we go. This is what the lady was yelling up and down the street. I'm having sex out loud in the open. Not that good.
Nah.
I'm sorry.
I get what you're saying.
But like, not. She's like, out loud in the open. Nobody's going to tell me what to do. And she just has like bags and like shopping carts. She's not dressed for sex. She's dressed for success in a different kind of way, but she's not dressed for sex at all.
No, sex is
She's got like 18 layers on. Like, if she were to have sex, it would be like take 30 minutes of foreplay just to get down to her bits.
But she'll say it more confidently than a woman who's ready.
Yeah.
You know you want this pussy. You know you want this pussy. You ever have like those women just growl some awful shit?
I bet you have more than me, dude. No.
Yeah, man. There's one in my train. She's my reason for not paying. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I always
you're
just
like,
walk through the emergency exit. Like, nope.
No.
If she didn't have to pay, I'm not paying either. I don't
right.
give a
also,
fuck.
Like, I'm risking my life.
Right, right. But she gets set up on the bench at the top of the thing.
Yeah,
and
clocks in around what time? 7?
Yeah, around 6 o'clock. Yeah. Like, I've seen her walk over from the neighboring intersection. So she's coming from somewhere.
She's like, get to work. You gotta go.
And she's there all night and she yells out and growls things at people as they walk by. It's wild. I gotta find out her name. think I'll get her a Christmas card.
So. And what are you going to get?
I don't know. I feel like I should get her something.
Dear crazy lady, don't you think it's time to go back?
I do want to appreciate all the crazy people. Like, all right, this is going to sound weird, right? Mm. I was just applying for a loan for something. And somehow, you know, when you do that, your information goes out everywhere. Everyone knows now you're looking for a loan. So they all start reaching out to you.
Yeah, yeah, they're so, like, we can give you a little money. Right. And so, then we'll just stress you out.
So one guy's been just kept texting.
Really?
I have not responded. It's going on 2 months. And I feel like Christmas Day, I should respond.
Yeah.
And just, you know.
Let him know.
Yeah, like, hey, buddy. Like, I want to be nice to all of my crazy people around me this holiday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you're like bigger than like everybody. Like, I don't feel that way. Like, I feel like I'm just going to maintain whatever niceness I have going on and not invite any new crazy in.
Oh, it's there. It's everywhere. Well, everybody's out of their fucking mind.
You think so?
Fuck yeah, man.
Oh, really?
I'm out of my mind.
Really?
I know that, yeah.
I feel like I've been doing pretty good. I think I'm attracting the right energy.
Yeah?
Yeah. I had a really great night last night with this guy that I've been like talking to for like a really long time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
Really great.
That's right. You said your jaw was hurting?
Yes. I love him.
Yeah? Is that the sign of love? You feel it right here?
Yes.
Get you here.
I love
Gets
him.
You right here.
It makes you put your shoulders up. I love him.
Like A1 steak
sauce. It
feels
good. It's like a massage.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So, what's been going on?
With?
You've been on the road?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I've been running around to all of these weird different places. It was just in St. Louis, Missouri. Yay.
I've never been there.
It's fun.
I want to go there.
Yeah.
I like the concept of Mizzou.
Yeah, yeah.
Sounds crazy.
Anything goes in St. Louis, Missouri.
Oh, really?
Like the Ubers are just anything. Like anybody can just pull up in
like
any car. Yeah. Fucking windshields are cracked.
The guy shows up with a wheel and those sticks. Yeah. Like, come on, I'll lead the way.
We literally had, me and Derek were there. We had one girl pull up. She wasn't in the car on the app. She just pulls up and just yells out, Derek!
Stop it.
Right? And we get in the back seat. She's got her fucking dog riding shotgun.
I'm dead. What kind of dog?
It's a little dog. Like he's mediums, because he takes up the whole seat. But like he's just like, you know, sitting on the front seat. And we got Shake Shack. So of course the dog is now coming to the back and she's trying to drive and hold the dog. And it's just, it was chaos. And
why
just
would
like,
you get Shake Shack?
We were hungry.
If there was a dog though.
No. We got Shake Shack and then ordered ordered an Uber back to our hotel.
Came Shake Shack in hand.
right.
Help me.
No.
Shake Shack in hand.
My bad. We were at Shake Shack and then we ordered an Uber from Shake Shack after we got
food. Because I was like, you're in a car with a dog. You can get Shake Shack, but usually there's a conversation pre-Shake Shack, like the dog's going to go nuts.
Right. No. We were never expecting there to be a dog in our Uber.
I'm never expecting there to be a dog in my Uber. I'm usually pleasantly surprised because I'm a dog lover.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, if it was a dog I didn't like, I'd be like, yo. But I like
You love dogs.
Do
so
love
where
dogs.
Are you at on that situation? Because this is also like our safety.
I'd be like, for me?
Because this is like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, she's struggling to drive and hold this dog. So,
I mean, you have to have a very people-friendly dog, obviously. But I would love it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You don't care about the safety of the car or the ride or nothing?
No. Nope.
See, that's what I love about girls. We're all giggling to hell.
I mean, listen, if we're going to go, if I'm going with a dog in the car, what if it's like girl who loved dogs dies with dog in Uber? I don't know. I feel like somebody would take care of Mabel.
Yeah.
Well, Nicole would have to start a dog fighting ring in her apartment. Mabel, Raspberry, stop fighting.
I do wish if I could own a dog in this capacity or not own a dog, because I like to run. I'm thinking about just like getting people's dog to run in the morning and then bring it back. That's really all I want to do with the dog. I don't want to do anything else.
Oh, my God. There's so many people that would love that, that need that. But it's like, can I tell you, it's It's like a pride thing. Like some people are like, no, I take care of my dog. They don't need that. I exercise my dog, but
right.
That would be awesome.
I wouldn't be
for
there to try
people.
To. I'm not trying to impose right. I know. The people.
That dog would love you.
I would want to run with a dog.
That dog would lose its shit every time it saw you.
Right,
If that dog was out with its like parents at a dinner and you walk by, it would be like, give me my runner, dude. Let's go running. Let's run.
Dogs love running. Do.
Like me, I'm up every morning at like 6 a.m. and I jog. I barely run. Mabel trots with her frisbee in her mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Like all the way, I don't know how far it is. Maybe a half a mile. And then we like play catch with her frisbee and like she fucking does sprints for like an hour.
Right, right, right.
But I don't run that much because I'm a pussy.
And see, I think that's what would fuck me up is owners who wouldn't even get up to give me the dog in the morning.
Whoa, yeah, dude. Oh, the disrespect. I would lose my mind. Yeah, that's, and you're right. It's, that could potentially happen with that, those type of people.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. Sometimes it's like, I feel like you're either in or you're not. I do my best with Mabel. She's also attacking French bulldogs left and right, so I have no leg to stand
on. Oh, shit. Oh, yeah? Your dog's been getting into fights? Fight.
The
fight,
last one, she
fight,
was
fight,
allegedly
fight.
Defending her friend, Louise. Allegedly. That's what the other dog moms allege. I was there, though, and I had to flip her like a fucking wrestler. I had to get... No, leave
you know
it.
What's funny?
Like, I fall on the ground. Her collar's gone. I'm yelling. I'm just like, help me.
Dude, you sound like the bad kids that I grew up with. Ugh. You sound like their moms.
Ugh.
Like, remember, did you ever hang out with, like, a bad kid, and then he goes to do something, and then you're just, like, there with their mom?
The mom's like, well.
I had to go down to that school again.
Here we are. Look where we are.
Fucking principal keeps picking on my son.
Yeah.
Saying he's got a problem with all the other students.
Yeah. When I graduated, there was one thing I was going to say. Oh, you made me think about this spin class that I took yesterday, the cycling class. I don't know what made me think. This lady was so unaware of how loud her microphone was. I was putting my fingers in my ears and glaring at her as I'm... First of all, crushing it. I was like definitely the best one in the class, but whatever. I'm like, can you turn it down? Now, to be fair, I was like under the speaker, but she was louder than the music. Like, how can you not realize that like your mic is too loud when someone in the second row was like, turn your mic down. She's like, 7, 8. And I was like, dying.
Some people want to hear themselves.
Anyway,
God,
but then I was going to say something else, but I forgot, obviously.
Try it
what
again.
What a whimsical brain. What'd you say? Try again.
Just start talking. See what comes out.
Like Morgan Freeman, like a wizard. Try again.
The whimsical black man.
Click your heels together and you see if your brain sparks
it's
back up.
Been with you the whole time.
The secret lies within. I was watching a documentary about cults. Twin Flames. Did you see anyone? It's on Netflix.
Okay.
Something Twin Flames. I have no empathy for you if you find yourself in a cult. I feel like you're a jello-brained, weak, spineless person who doesn't know how to self-correct.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
If your bank account is drained because you're like, oh, and then I've become, and you have talked to people who are maybe not in this cult, like, oh, but I earned my fifth level of angel wings.
Yeah.
It only cost me $223 a month. And they're like, oh, what does that entail? The teachings about twin flames. You sound like a fucking idiot.
Yep.
Do you hear yourself?
Can I tell you one of my goals, Karen?
What?
I want to start a cult.
No.
And then walk
We're
away.
Make so
I want to just
money.
Walk away from it and what? Just let it go on its own with no leader.
No, don't do that.
Just watch them just mix up all my words. I'm like, yeah, I never told you guys to do that.
Oh my God.
Fight Club.
Yeah, that's them. This is the couple.
Jesus Christ.
They are so rich off of this. And they brag about being rich, and it's all on YouTube. And these people who follow them, like, still, like, finally this documentary was made. But I don't know. I do struggle to find the compassion for these people.
The people that they tricked?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. No, they want to be tricked. Some people, they want it. There's no need to have compassion for them. Suckers born every fucking minute.
Just think of, like, what could have been done with that money. Actual like contributions to things or learn like I don't know skills
nah
bettering themselves
nope they were going to find somewhere else to give it. They were going to.
You're right. What is that?
That's what the world is here for. It's like literally like so that some people, once they figure something out, they could just come down and feed on the rest of us. You know what I mean? Like, hey, I have an idea. Come here. We're sheep. We just sit there and that's all
ingest
you got.
And consume teachings.
Yeah.
And like sayings and quotes and like little mini articles and anecdotes about goodwill. No, dude, fucking Elon Musk is crazy and he's the smartest person ever. And he says by 2040, there's going to be robots taking over. So you better be ready to arm wrestle a fucking robot, you guys.
You know what else Elon says?
If my robot gets out of line, I'm ripping its arm off. I'm bashing its face in.
Oh, on iRobot shit? Yeah.
Do you hear that robot?
Beat the fuck out of the robots.
Dude, there's a robot out there right now just plotting my fucking death.
You know what else Elon says, though?
What?
He says that... smart people should be having more kids.
Yes, I know. He wants us to populate. With and it's like, sorry, people. Dude, only the dumb idiots are fucking,
I know,
dude.
Man.
They're coming at each other left and right. They're making more docuseries about people with Down syndrome than they ever have. And they are making them fuck.
Everyone's fucking. They're fucking raw. They're not finding out they're pregnant until month five.
And they're blessed. And they are blessed to high heaven. And they're welcome with open arms as God's children.
Oh, shit.
That's the new wave. That's the new generation.
Yeah.
So get ready to have a bunch of in space.
Nah, no, man, we need
to
we need
that.
Those
you
people.
Have to believe that,
we need those people. I will say this. If we do land on Mars, there's going to be slavery again, and I'm investing. I already know how that works out.
If you were offered to go to space right now, would you go?
Yeah, probably. I'd go.
Wow. I think that's fearless. Of you. I would be so scared. Like, what's her fate? Lauren Sanchez is going to space. She's already a helicopter pilot, though. Yeah. So to me, that's like, that type of person is kind of like, whoa.
What are you scared of?
I don't know. Shut up. I don't know. All of it, dude. Never coming back. Just like getting shot. What about Mabel getting shot into like a million pieces? Somebody leaves a door open, I get blown up, or somebody gets half blown up and they're dead for like half the mission.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Every bad scenario.
Not to fuck with your head, but all of that could happen to you sitting right here.
Shut up, Dave Temple.
Right now.
You're a pain in the ass.
This could be our last 30 seconds.
What are you, a nihilist or whatever?
No.
What are you, what are the Nietzsche?
I'm an idiot.
Frederick Nietzsche.
I'm an idiot, so then like I fall for other stuff, and I was just like fortunate enough to put some other content in there. You know what I mean?
Nicole, will you check on Mabel? I feel like Dave just cursed her.
That would be your first check is the dog. That's what I'm talking about. See, I talk a lot about this. That's why I'm gonna wait to have a dog, because I don't want to come second to. I know it'll eventually happen, so like give me some time to be number one for a while.
With your girl?
Yeah. Because I noticed that like with the kids, that's what happens. After a while, you become number two. So like dogs are just people's kids. So you're just going to become number two.
Yeah. That's not as true of with dogs. Like dogs don't need as much.
All right. So for this guy.
No, she's fine.
So for this guy that you love, would you get rid of this dog?
What'd you say?
This guy that you love.
Yeah.
Will you get rid of this dog? For this guy.
I mean, it's no.
Right.
No. He has two dogs. He would never ask me to do that.
I know. I'm just saying. But you know, you didn't even have to think about that. You're like, well, if I had to choose between the two, if she didn't get along with one of those dogs, would that end the relationship?
Between the dogs, I guess, because she would kill them.
Yeah. Oh, his dog's bitches?
No, I don't know. I don't know. It's like definitely maybe going to be a challenge.
Wait, you guys haven't met each other's dogs yet?
No.
Ooh, is that a big part of dating now? Where you like, fuck, when is a good time to meet each other's pets?
This thing is so new and fresh. That's why I'm all glowy about it.
Right,
let's
right.
Let's not get too far ahead.
But that's a new aspect that I've never knew is a thing for pet owners. You have to take into consideration when to introduce.
Yeah, but there's also different like lifestyles and like relationships where like, maybe you don't live on top of each other, you know? And like, maybe like when you see each other, it's just sort of like getaways and it's like not that frequent.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
You know, like you're building something. It's like in the early stages. There's no reason to like crash your lives together. You know, like, why would you do that?
Exactly. Yes. Enjoy that fling moving around phase. Because that is, in my opinion, the best phase of every fucking relationship.
Like, give yourself a shot to see if, like, there's enough chemistry or, like, whatever, like, in that sort of vacation state. Shut up, you fucking bitch. Yeah, you're the problem. I'll euthanize you.
Yeah, you don't want them to see that too soon.
He's like a tough guy and like has two dogs, though. It's like, I think the two of us can maybe handle three dogs. I think we need like one more bedroom. And I want to be like a pyre. I want a better view.
Don't mix the worlds, but you know, I've already done it. I've already given a little... We've already shuffled the deck.
But I mean, if I'm already living in this amount of like space and then we like add, you know, what he can contribute, it's like we get a lot more space. And then it's like the thought of having three dogs is totally feasible.
Yeah.
You know, or I move to New Jersey and become a little housewife. I'll be a road comic. I mean, I'll have to maybe condense my city spots.
Yeah.
Just pack it in.
That's like, usually the way. That's why I'm scared to go to Jersey. I am terrified of that. I'm not trying to shit on your dreams.
Do you feel like it's the kiss of death?
Huh?
You feel like it's failure?
The Jersey comic that just does the road and, you know, eventually it just becomes, hey, you know, if it's not the road, it's a little trip to Walmart.
Oh no. I mean, I hope I won't fade away,
you know,
into nothing.
Every now and again it's a different, maybe a furniture store, you know. I mean, you know, Route 17 is wonderful. It's
Dave,
fucking...
You're the most positive guest I've ever had. You're nothing but sunshine and fucking happy tunes. You're like, no, go to New Jersey, you failure loser.
I saw a picture that someone posted on Facebook of like the benefit of Newark or New Jersey.
Newark is a great airport.
Yeah, but they said the benefit of that over New York was just seeing the sun rise over the city. That's it. In the mornings, you just get a view looking at New York with the sun coming up behind it. And then like,
but I get a view of Jersey over the water. And I just like think, lucky them, they get to look at me.
And your butt.
They get to look at New York, you know?
That's what I'm saying. Looking at New York is like being on the outskirts. It's like being on the bench.
Yeah.
I'd rather be in the game.
Yeah. I like being, you know, people who like don't get it sometimes, like that'll visit me. They're like, oh, we'll go into the city now. They don't think that like this is Manhattan. Like this is the city. I'm like, no, yeah, this isn't Times Square. But like, yeah, you're in Manhattan. This is Tribeca. This is Battery Park.
When I leave, I don't want to be on the outside coming in every now and then. I don't ever want to become bridge and tunnel people. Like no? If I'm going to fucking go. You know what I mean? Go somewhere else. Go do something else. You know, I'm just fucking.
I get it.
Still be the same weather. You know what I mean? But just over there now. Like, if we're going to go, let's do something different.
I've never felt so, like, content and, like, drawn to, like, one place. And I've been to, like, places. I've been to lots of places. And I'm like, this is cute. It's, like, doesn't fit. It's, like, doesn't really fit. Doesn't have everything I want. And then every time I come back, I'm like, yo, why would I ever leave? Although it's getting cold, might have to do my Miami trip to the standard. Yay!
Nice.
It is pretty great. I wake up at 7. I do yoga.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Every day?
And then I work out. Yeah. It's more of a retreat. It's my own little fitness retreat.
Oh, you're talking about this trip is when you do that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. No, I see what you're saying.
Everybody's welcome to come. Just kidding. Don't ever fucking come. All right. So.
Get up early, too.
You do?
Yeah.
How early?
Too early.
What time's too early? It's
kind of
six.
Yeah, let's say it about.
I was up at six today.
Yeah, what'd you do?
I went and got coffee for my man.
How's he take his coffee?
I made it with just some half and half. I just threw some half and half in there. I didn't know what to do.
That's always funny when people, the show offs at the beginning of the relationship. I never forget once I had a girl go, she wanted to make breakfast the next morning.
Whoa.
And she goes,
was she at your eggs. Place? Your place or her place?
It was at her place. Okay. She goes, I'll make you eggs. I'll make the best eggs any way you want, how you want them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, all right. Scramble. Over easy.
Over easy, okay.
And she goes, all right, no problem. Coming right up.
Uh-oh.
Literally gets the flame going and then comes back and goes, all right. Over easy. How is that again?
No way. How do you do that? And it was just like, that's so cute.
But it was just so funny that she confidently put on the entire act. Like, I'll make them any way you want.
It's
like,
yeah.
I just kind of do scramble. Can I just do scramble?
That's adorable. I would have married her. What a cutie. And the, like, people making you eggs is the sweetest act, I think. Breakfast in general.
Yeah, breakfast is sweet.
Because it's like a very luxurious thing, because I almost never eat breakfast. I mean, I don't eat until after I work out. The earliest I ever eat is like 11 a.m.
Okay.
But I typically don't eat till like 1 p.m. And then, you know, I get down. Today I made a pork chop and then I had some pickled beets. Solid dish. Doesn't sound that fucking appealing. But it was delish. What I should have done is mashed up these chili roasted pistachios I have and made that the crust of the pork chop. That's what I'm going to do next time.
I'm right there with you. As
cooking
I got
with
older,
Karen's coming back.
My stomach just got like gay from eating like trash as a youngin'.
What? Okay.
Yeah, my stomach. Oh. So now I got to eat like that too. Like I don't eat until after work. I do like a shake at like 10.
Oh, nice. What's in your shake? Protein powder? I can't find one without fake sugar. I hate monk fruit. I hate stevia. I hate macoma, whatever that other, macuma, tatata. I hate it.
Such strong opinions on protein powder.
Like the sweetener, the fake sweeteners. They stay with me. They stay with me for hours.
What do you mean?
The chemical. The
taste?
The aftertaste, the chemicals. They don't stay with you?
They probably do, but I don't have a selective palate like that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm a dirt ball. You know what I mean? Like,
So am I. But.
So I'm like... Yeah, I don't know.
All right, whatever. What's in your shake?
Bananas. A banana. Protein powder, sometimes peanut butter, and, you know, fucking chia seeds.
Chia oatmeal. Seed is the colon broom. I have a chia seed muffin constantly.
Yeah, I do that every day.
Let's talk about your daughters. I can't believe you have kids, dude. Do you really feel like you're done because they're older? They don't need any more guidance. They don't come to you for money.
Oh, yeah. But that's it. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, I mean.
It's a lifelong expense.
Well, no. We can still, like, we still talk and give, you know, it's all love and everything. But they know their decisions are their decisions. And I know they're me. So, like, I know I can't tell them shit.
If one of them or both of them had OnlyFans, would you say they were disgraceful
and
disown them?
Not disgraceful.
Publicly separate yourself from them?
Nah.
Shame them from a pulpit?
I can't. I came around on the OnlyFans concept.
You came around your phone when you were looking at it?
Nah, I've never paid. I wish the closest I did come to paying recently,
mm-hmm.
like I had to go back and give a sample of like I told you I got a vasectomy.
When you got your vasectomy, they right, were so, to make sure you were still making it. They weren't going to go in for nothing.
Right. So I had to go to like a fertility clinic and give a sample.
Okay.
And they charged me $100.
Oh my gosh.
So that's like the closest I've ever paid, like been to like actually paying to go rub one out. You know what
and
I mean?
Did they choose the material for you, or did you get to pick?
No, I still went in with my own phone. That's what I'm saying. Like,
oh,
I paid $100
you paid
bucks
to
for
use
a booth.
Your own phone.
They had one in there, but
it,
I didn't.
Hey, the heightened, like, the scenario makes it sexy. Sorry, I'm dying. Sorry, I suddenly died. The scenario makes it hot, though, no. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Because you're being weird, like, in public. It makes it sexier.
Wait, what? You lost
when
me.
You're jerking off, right?
No, I didn't jerk off in front of people there, though.
I know, but you knew they were around.
Oh, yeah, man. They don't do nothing for me.
No? Oh, all right.
See, it was also weird because it was on Halloween day. So everyone was dressed like it was a Harry Potter theme.
What were you dressed as?
Nothing. No,
Jared from Subway.
Jerking off in front of these kids.
Mabel. I don't know, man. I feel like I never know what's going on as far as the world. All I do is look at Dave Smith's Twitter. And that's like my big like news source.
Yeah. That's like, good. We don't need to know but so much. And I feel like he covers it all.
Do you feel like black people are more into Palestine and white people are more into Israel? All right. Thanks for listening, guys. Do you think Amanda Seales is on to something?
Did she say that?
Amanda, I mean, it's.
I don't know. I don't know if she said that. No, I don't know. I don't follow her.
You should follow her.
I got off of Twitter, man.
She's on Instagram. That's where most of her stuff's coming from.
Yeah.
I don't know. I shouldn't have started this. This is really dangerous. Why do I do this? I fall into this trap. In the back of my head, the whole podcast is like, Gaza, 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 Gaza. I'm like, man, can we get a school shooting around here? Let's change the subject.
I know. We do have like still men on the loose.
Disgusting. We do?
There's a man on the loose that did a mass shooting in Maine. Like that's
on the loose?
Yeah, he's still on the loose. That seems to be our new thing. Like just they throw those around to see
that
if we
guy's
bite.
Still on the loose?
Yeah, we don't follow up on shit after
what,
a while.
What does he look like? Because can I tell you guys, there was a guy running around going in Brookfield Place going, Brookfield Place is no longer safe for children. There are pedophiles in there. Like it was a real jingle. This guy?
Yeah. It looks like somebody who worked at Dunkin' Donuts with.
He looks so regular. Like, if he just shaved or whatever, I wouldn't know. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Shooting is weird, man. I don't like, we were just talking about this. Like, I don't know if I would have the balls to do it by myself. I kind of salute those guys. Like, the people who get a friend, I'm like, okay, I get it. But it's also hard to convince a friend. But if you pitch it to a friend and they go no, and you still go do it by yourself, you're like, whoo, what is that morning like?
I'm like, why didn't he kill himself?
Clearly he knows how to get away.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all everyone does is study the last guy.
Yeah.
Every guy gets better and better and better because we give all the info away. So they
right
use
away.
This, they did that, and then they did this to get away.
This is how they, yeah.
All these fishing guys. These guys are always the fishing guys too. The fucking glasses and
is
the
that him?
Hair.
Is that him holding the fish?
Yeah, that was probably his profile pic on a dating app.
Do you guys like have any old friends that you heard something like this about, like something crazy? Like I feel like I've had random news stories pop up where it's like, holy shit, that's that guy from high school.
Oh my god, dude! When I graduated high school, people started killing people left and right. It was wild. Like I had one guy. He cut a girl up and burned her body in a drum. You know what I mean?
I heard that story. I remember that. I remember the drum girl.
But this was like, wow. Like, also, we were just in school with that guy like last year. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And there was my, in high school, my friend's boyfriend, he, a guy like acted like a hitchhiker and like got him to stop. Said he needed help with his car. And then he tied him up and he stabbed him to death. He stabbed him like 20 something times or whatever.
Yeah. That's a crime of passion right there, though. 20?
The guy found out he had AIDS, and he went on a killing spree because he wanted them to put him to death.
Yeah. That's how you do it.
This episode is brought to you but from the depths of hell, I feel like. Why is it such a dark episode?
Oh, you went there. I allowed it.
I don't know. Actually, it's like then I look and it's like, what a view. How lucky are we? You know, I have a new candle. Or what more do we need? Life can be so simple.
What is this strand of this shit called?
Wait, do you want to end on something fun?
Yeah.
Because we were talking about like the mom earlier who has to like keep going down to the school. Were you guys ever suspended or did anything like stupid
in school?
I got
detention all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember like anything that you did that was just particularly absurd?
For getting suspended?
Or detention.
Okay. So I was a part of a awful, awful ring. I'm not proud of this.
A ring.
But we would steal instruments and stuff out of the like music department and then take them to like the local music store and then like trade them in for like cash. And then like while we were trading them in, usually that's with
terrible.
The
you stole music.
Yeah. While we were like trading them in for money, we're like also sliding shit off of his shelves into, you know, cymbal bags
and drum bags,
moving on to other music stores and just pawning. So it was just a ring of just moving around, you know what I mean? And it got pretty extensive. Yeah, we got in pretty big trouble.
Well, I bet we were found out.
Oh, yeah.
But also in high school, that's like clarinets. Like, what were you stealing?
Like cymbals. Like, yeah, like cymbals went for a lot. Like, oddly enough, like cymbal stands, you know what I mean? Like, it was just anything that you could fit in a bag and smuggle out. And then we just kind of started to develop a knack for what went for what, you know what I mean? And it was cool, you know, putting a little bit of money in our pockets as, you know, high school students.
Did you ever get almost caught while stealing one of those things?
Oh yeah, almost every time. And it would be just play the race card. That was back when the race card would really work. Why? Is it because we black? All right.
Good for you. I got detention all the time. It's just because I broke the dress code. They said we had to wear solid colors and like collared shirts and things had to be certain lengths. And I was like, no, I want to wear like dresses with flowers on them. And they were like, okay, here's a detention. I'd have to stay after school every day for like half an hour.
Yeah.
I was like, worth it. Let's go. And I'd just walk around in my outfit for an extra half hour. Look at me. Ooh, I love detention. All the bad boys were in detention anyway. I'm like, send me. I sacrificed myself.
Did y'all have in-school suspension?
Yeah, we had to just sit. It was like such a stupid, like not constructive punishment. It was just a rape of your time. It was brutal.
They had to
it was an attempt at humiliation too, because they would be like, detention is in room da 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 for you fucking degenerates. They wouldn't say that. That's the tone, right?
Right.
Fucking losers.
Yeah, they just leave you in a room all day with nothing.
And then they put like the most boring history teacher in there to like proctor it.
Which is weird. Like, is that a sign? Is that a, what do you call that? Is that a initiation to get into this school? Or is it like you're on your way out?
No, I mean the detention.
Yeah, like being a teacher that has to sit.
It could be you're on your way out. Well, I've seen kids that went from detention to suspension to expulsion, you know.
I'm talking about the teacher. The teacher that has to sit with in-school students all day long.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Like, are they looking at him like, yeah, we're getting you the fuck out of here.
I don't know. Sometimes they were just like the gay history teacher who also liked the bad boys. Bad boy detention.
I hated effeminate teachers in high school. That was such a weird message. Like, why do I have to take orders from this punk?
I hear what you're saying. Yeah, I was like, I wonder what like men are, the young boys are picking up as far as masculinity cues from this fairy who's teaching religion.
It made me not want to be a teacher. Yeah. That's for sure.
No, it's teachers get bullied, dude. We're fucking dunking on this guy left and right. We haven't learned a thing.
Yeah,
we're just making fun of him.
I didn't want to be a teacher at all.
No. Like,
no respect.
All we do is like badger him like the paparazzi. Do you have a girlfriend? Have you had sex?
Yeah, right.
My religion teacher, because he was like really cute. I remember we would badger him. I would bring him candy. I would be like, try to flirt with 100%. I'd roll my skirt all the way up. I'd be like, what religion are we learning about today?
Yeah.
He was so cute. He had like a little limp.
See, that's the other thing I don't teach. I don't have that kind of discipline.
What do you mean?
Nope. Your daughter's coming to school, I'm going to give her what she's looking for. Sorry. if she's throwing it like that. I knew enough not to go into that field. Yeah, every time I see someone get caught, I'm just like, dude, you had to know that about yourself.
Obviously.
You had to know that about yourself.
But it's like those parents, like, they can't be putting their hot daughters into
the public school system. I'm not talking about just because she's hot. Because it's not just because she's hot.
Babe, listen, those girls need to be fucking hidden away, maybe shipped to an island of sorts. They don't need to be like just schlepping it up amongst the peasants.
We're talking about these black and snake these, moan like, students, okay?
Aggressive gym teachers.
The ones
teachers.
That should be chained to radiators.
Okay, this is a great episode. Dave Temple, thanks for coming down. Let everybody know where they can find you, although it'll already be shouted out in other ways. Nicole does a great job.
Yeah, thank you. I'm Dave Temple on all social media platforms. And No Need for Apologies is the podcast for those who are just listening.
Yeah, fuck please you, Derek. Over.
Yeah, Derek.
You think you're getting your own episode? We'll see.
But you can check out Karen's episode on No Need for Apologies.
Yeah, I'll be back too soon.
Twice. Yeah,
I'll be back.
For Thanksgiving was one of the most fun episodes ever.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Bye.
Bye. Throwing ass on the ground, getting laughs at the stand. Only she can, only feet hands. It's only, only, it's only feet hands.